আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়্যুল্লাহ وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, we welcome you to this beautiful program on Madani channel known as the Laws of Salah. Alhamdulillah. Indeed, this is the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For over the days we have learned many, many things as far as namaz is concerned. Alhamdulillah. Today as well, we are going to learn about the 96 Sunan of Salah. Allahu Akbar. The 96 Sunan of Salah. The Sunan for standing, the Sunan when you're in Qiyam, when you're in Ruku and Sujood, in Qa'ada, the Sunan of Salam. What are those acts in Salah that until today we are doing, but we don't know whether they are wajib, whether they are Sunnah, whether they are Farz? Allahu Akbar. So today, inshallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we will learn about approximately 96 Sunan in Salah. But before we go ahead, let's make good intentions. Why? Because without any good intention, there is no reward. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says very beautifully, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ, that the intention of a believer is better and greater than his action. So you make as much as good intentions you can before you learn, before you hear this program, that inshallah azza wa jal, I will seek ilmi deen for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, as well as I will convey whatever good I learn to others, inshallah. I also make good intentions that I will teach ilm-e-deen for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. Therefore, as far as namaz is concerned, it is one of the greatest ibadat and worship for Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to perform this kind of ibadah, this kind of worship with lots of concentration and perfection. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions about the importance of salah whilst explaining the thawab and the reward of salah. What will happen for that person who does not miss his salah? What reward is kept for that person who performs its ruku and sujood correctly, like it is taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Pyare aqa, tajidari Madina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever performed ablution, wudu correctly, Allahu Akbar, and performed his prayer, his namaz, in its specific time, the time which has been prescribed by the Sharia, and performed his ruku and sujood with humiliation and fear correctly, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal promises that He will forgive the sins of that person. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A promise by Allah Azza wa Jal that He would forgive the sins of that person who performs his salah in its correct time, who performs his namaz, his ruku and sujood with fear and humiliation. His sins would be forgiven, for he had performed its wuzu correctly and performed his namaz on a specific time and performed the salah like the teachings of our beloved Nabi, like our beloved Nabi taught his ummah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, the reason why today we are going to learn about the sunan of salah is so that we could perfect our salah. Let's try to find perfection in our salah, taki Allah Azza wa Jal may accept our ibadat. And if your ibadat is accepted, like in the previous episode we mentioned, ki that salah which is read correctly, it goes towards the sky, the angels take the salah towards the sky. The doors are opened for that salah, Allahu Akbar. It is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that salah, that namaz, supplicates for that namazi who had performed it. Aur jisne namaz ko barabar se ada na kiya, that person who had not performed his salah correctly, he had made so many mistakes in his recitation, he had cheated and he had made theft in his ruku and sujood way, he had not performed it correctly, his namaz is taken in a dirty black cloth towards the sky. And that salah supplicates in the court by saying this, that you may be destroyed, you may be destroyed like you have destroyed me. Allahu Akbar. Your salah is making bad dua for you. Your namaz is making bad dua for you. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today is the day. Let's learn. Let's derise. Let's captivate all these things. And as I mentioned in the previous episode, that this book written by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Bani Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Attar Radhi Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, the laws of salah, namaz ke ahkam in Urdu and laws of salah in English and in many many other languages it has been translated. Therefore, get your hands on this beautiful book, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is certain that the one who has this book in his home and studies this book from page to page, from cover to cover, he will definitely find perfection in his salah. There are so many things to learn. However, come dear viewers of Madani channel, let us learn about the approximately 96 sunan in salah. What are the sunnah actions in salah? So firstly, we would start by explaining the sunan of takbir-e-tahrima. It is mentioned that raising hands for takbir-e-tahrima is sunnah. This is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number two, keeping fingers in their normal condition. Number three, the inside part of the palm as well as that of the fingers should face the qibla. Number four, not bowing head at the time of takbir. This is one common thing seen amongst the people, that when they stand for takbir-e-tahrima, their heads are extremely down. Like that. The head should also be in a normal position, whilst the eyes are focused towards the bottom. Number five, raising both hands up to the ears before starting the utterance of takbir. Number six, the same sunan apply to the takbir of kunut and the takbirat of the both Eid Salah as well. Number eight, imams uttering Allahu Akbar. Number nine, Sami Allahu liman hamida, and salam loudly. How loud should the salam be? It is mentioned, raising voice louder than requirement is makruh. Number 11, folding hands immediately after takbir is sunnah. In other words, after uttering takbir-e-ula, some people drop their hands to the sides or sway their arms backward and then fold their hands. This is a deviation. A beautiful Madani pool, that it is a habit that when people raise their hands for takbir-e-ula, they make Allahu Akbar by swinging their hands towards the back, and thereafter they tie their hands. This is a deviation as mentioned in the book. As well as some people would give it a jerk by saying Allahu Akbar. They would give a jerk and then they will tie their hands. In both these conditions, as I have just said, it's a deviation. This is not the correct method. However, the correct method is this, that when one says Allahu Akbar, without any hesitation, he should fold his hands immediately. So dear viewers of Madani channel, these were the 11 sunan of takbir-e-tahrima. Subhanallah. Now let us move to the next part, which we are going to learn about qiyam. Yes, brothers. Qiyam, the sunan of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is performed whilst standing erect. Men should fold their hands beneath their navel with their right palm on the back of their left wrist joint. Right thumb and small finger should be around the left wrist, and the remaining right fingers should be straight. As we mentioned in the previous episodes, that the baby finger and the thumb should make a circle. It should be around the palm, around the back of the left hand, forming a round circle, whilst these fingers should be straight, like this. A lot of people keep it like this, or a lot of people hold like this. In both these ways, in all these conditions, it is not the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the thumb and the baby finger should form a circle around the back of the left hand, like this. And these three fingers should be straight. Subhanallah. Now we had learned the proper method of the sunnah. The sunnah method of qiyam. Subhanallah. Number 13. Reciting sana first and then ta'awwudh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. And then tasmiyah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Number 16. Reciting sana, ta'awwudh and tasmiyah immediately one after the other. This is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in qiyam. Number 17. Uttering all of them with a low volume. It should not be very loud that the musallis on the right and left could hear you. It should be so loud enough that one should hear it for himself. Number 18. Uttering Ameen. Number 19. Uttering it in a low voice also. Number 20. Reciting Sana immediately after Takbir-e-Ula. In Salah, Ta'awwudh and Tasmiyah are linked with the Qira'at. As the Muqtadi does not have to do Qira'at. If you are in Jama'at, there is no Qira'at, there is no recitation for the Muqtadi. However, the Imam's Qira'at is sufficient for the Muqtadi. It is not Sunnah for him to recite Ta'awwudh and Tasmiyah either. However, the Muqtadi, missing one or two rak'at, should recite them while offering his missed rak'at. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Madani Pool number 21 is this, that Ta'awwudh should be recited in the first rak'at only. Number 22, Tasmiyah is Sunnah at the beginning of every rak'at. Subhanallah. So these were the Madani pools as far as Sunnah, the Sunan of Qiyam is concerned. Now we are going to learn the Sunan of Ruku. How should we do our Ruku in accordance to the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Madani pool number 23, from amongst the Madani pools as far as Sunan of Ruku is concerned, it is mentioned, uttering Allahu Akbar for Ruku. Number 24, uttering Subhana Rabbi al-Azim three times in Ruku. Number 25, man's holding knees with the hands. To hold the knees with the hands is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number 26, spreading fingers wide apart and keeping legs straight in Ruku. Some people bend their legs like a bow. This is makruh. Allahu Akbar. Ye bhi humne dekha hai. These things have been observed, that when one goes in ruku, his legs are bent like a bow. It should not be like a bow crooked, rather it should be straight, while the hands should spread out to the knees and the fingers should be spread apart. In this way, one's legs would not be as a bow if the hands are straight. His back needs to be straightened, as well as the head, and the eyes should be focused at the place of the toe, as we had mentioned in the previous episode. The back should be so straight that if one has to place a glass of water on the back, the glass should not fall. This is the way how to identify whether my ruku is straight or not straight. Is my back straightened or not? Madani pool number 29. In ruku, the head should neither be too high nor low than the back. It should be in the straightness of the back, as we just mentioned. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, The salah of the one not keeping his back straight in ruku and sujood is insufficient. It's imperfect. So this is the way how to identify, meri namaz jo main par raha hoon, ye theek hai ki nahi hai. How would one come to know? If he will practically try to straighten his back, he would practically try and follow these teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Because our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, perform your ruku and sujood completely as by Allah azza wa jal, I see you from my back. Allahu Akbar. Look, this is how important it is for us to know what are the sunan of qiyam, of qiraat, takbir-e-ula, and ruku and sujood and salam. We need to learn, and educate ourselves so that we can educate our children, our wives, our families, our relatives. What is the correct way of performing salah? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will also discuss the Madani pools and the sunan for the Islamic sisters, how they should perform their salah. However, inshallah, now we have completed the Madani pools and the sunan as far as ruku is concerned. The next sunan is of qawma. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, qawma. Keeping hands down to the sides when standing after ruku. After ruku, when one stands up erect. Madani pool number 32. Imams uttering, Sami Allahu liman hamida. When standing from ruku. Number 33. Muqtadis uttering, Allahumma rabbana wa laka alhamd. Madani pool number 34. Uttering both is a sunnah for munfarid. The sunnah will be fulfilled if the word Rabbana lakal hamd are uttered. But it is better to add the letter waw. The letter waw after the word Rabbana. Uttering Allahumma Rabbana is better than uttering Rabbana. And adding both, for example, uttering Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd is better than saying Rabbana lakal hamd. Madani pool number 35. A munfarid should start uttering Sami Allahu liman hamida while standing from ruku and having stood erect, he should utter Allahumma Rabbana walakal hamd. This is for the munfarid. So this was the sunan of qawma. Now let's go to the sunan of sujood. When one goes into sajda, uttering and saying Allahu Akbar when going down for sajda is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Madani pool number 37. Uttering Allahu Akbar when returning from sajda. Madani pool number 38. Uttering Subhana Rabbiyal A'la at least 3 times in sajda. Number 39. Placing palms on the ground in sajda. Number 40. Keeping the fingers close together, facing the Qibla. Number 41, when going down for sajda, placing the knees, hands, nose, and forehead on the ground in order. Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's repeat this one more time. When going down for sajda, placing the knees first on the ground, then the hands on the ground, then the nose and lastly the forehead on the ground in order. So this is the proper tarteeb and the proper method of the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As a lot of people have this habit that when we go into sajda, we take sahara. If there's no need, we are young. If you have any shari'i reason and that reason is being verified by a true, by a qualified mufti of Islam, then surely you will be exempted. However, if there's no problem, then one should not take any kind of help of the ground while going into sajda. What the proper method is that the knees should touch the ground first, thereafter the hands. Don't keep them too far apart, don't keep them too close, just as normal. And then the nose and then the forehead. Madani pool number 45. Doing that in reverse order when returning from sajda. Ab sajda to ho gaya, ab sajde se lotte hue. It should be the reverse order. You should first remove the head from the ground. Move the head, then the nose, then the hands, and lastly, the knees. Allahu Akbar. Madani pool number 50. During sajda, it is a sunnah for men to keep their arms apart from the sides. And the thighs should be away from the belly. The thighs should be away from the stomach. It should not be too close. Number 52, not laying the forearms on the ground. If you are in a saf during jama'at, then do not keep arms away from sides. If you are in jama'at, of course you cannot spread your arms, for there are musallis on the right and on the left. However, if you are a munfarid, if you are reading salah individually, then your arms should not be together. They should be apart, and the forearms should not be on the ground. The elbow should not touch the ground. Rather, it should be in the opposite manner of the Islamic sisters, where the forearm should be away from the ground. Subhanallah. Now we are going to learn lastly, number 53. Making the soles of all 10 toes of both feet touch the ground in such a way that their tips face the Qibla. Allahu Akbar. Making the soles of all 10 toes of the feet touch the ground. It is commonly seen that sajde mein bhi jaate hain, so the toes are in such a manner, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that only the tip, if these are the toes of the feet, it's only the tip of the toes which touch the ground like this. This is incorrect. The real manner is this, that the sole of the toes should touch the ground, not the tip of the toes. So one should bend his toes in this way, that the sole under his toes should be bent and the fingers and the toes in that way would face the Qibla. This is the correct manner in sajda. So these were the Madani pools and the sunan of sajda. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we had learned the sunan of takbiriyat tahreema, the sunan of qiyam, the sunan of ruku. Now we had learned the sunan of sujood. Subhanallah. The next Madani pool would be the sunan of jalsa, sitting between both sujood, which is called jalsa, keeping the right foot upright and the left foot flat and sitting on the left foot. One should sit on the left foot while the right foot is upright and bent. Number 56, keeping the toes of the right foot towards the Qibla whilst you are sitting on the left foot. Lastly, Madani pool number 57, placing both the hands on the thighs. Subhanallah. This is jalsa. What is jalsa? Jalsa is that position which is done between both the sujood, between two sajdas. And we had learned four Madani pools. How do you sit in jalsa? Alhamdulillah. Now let's go to the next sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of standing for the second rak'at. How do you stand for the second rak'at? It is mentioned that after the completion of both sujood, it is a sunnah to stand up for the second rak'at with the support of the toes. Again, we are learning that how should one stand for the second rak'at? Don't take sahara, don't take any kind of help from the ground, or with a stick, or with the help of poking your fingers on the ground. One should stand instantly from the first rak'at with the power and with the sahara of his toes. And the second Madani pool which we learn from amongst the sunnah of standing for the second rak'at is placing hands on the knees. However, there is no harm in placing hands on the ground for standing up due to weakness or pain in the foot. If you are exempted, as we mentioned, if there is pain in your feet and one cannot stand unless he takes help from something, for such a person it is fine. Otherwise, the sunnah will be incomplete. One should stand without any help if he's got no problem. Subhanallah. Now let's go to the next sunnah of qa'ada. After performing the sujood of the second rak'at, it is a sunnah for men to lay their left foot flat. Number 61, sitting with both the buttocks on the left flattened foot. Number 62, keeping right foot upright and keeping the toes of the right foot towards the Qibla. Number 64, keeping the right hand on the right thigh and left hand on the left thigh. Number 66, leaving fingers in a normal state, for example, neither too close, neither too wide apart. This is the way, the sunnah method of keeping your hands on the thighs. A lot of people have this habit that the fingers are hanging beneath their knees, or they are not sitting on the ground correctly. So So the sunnah way to sit in qa'ada is that both the backside, the buttock should be on the left foot. He should be sitting on the left foot while his right foot will be upright with all the soles of his fingers facing the qibla. And his hands on his thighs. The right hand will be on the right thigh while the left hand will be on the left thigh. Subhanallah. Madari Pool 67. Keeping fingertips close to the knees, but one should not hold the knees. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully it's mentioned that you don't know where to keep your hands in qa'da, then do not hold the knees. Where the knees would end, where the thighs end and from where the knee starts, at the end of the thigh before the knee starts, the fingertip should be towards that side. But you should not hold the knees in qa'da, rather you should leave the fingertips towards where the knee starts from. Subhanallah. And thereafter, Madani Pool number 68, raising the index finger of the right hand while giving shahada, testimony during At-Tahiyyat, sitting in the second qa'da just like the first one, reciting tashahud as well. Madani Pool number 70, reciting Durood Sharif after tashahud, reciting Durood Ibrahim is preferable. Subhanallah. Number 71. It is a sunnah to recite Durood Sharif after tashahud in the first qa'da of the nafil and sunan-e ghair mu'aqqida. Subhanallah. Madani Pool number 72. Reciting dua after Durood Sharif. Now dear viewers of Madani channel. Lastly, we are going to learn the sunan of performing salam. Alhamdulillah. Performing salam twice, uttering the following word. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Madani Pool number 74. Turning the face to the right side first and then the left side like this. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Saying both salam loudly is a sunnah for the imam, but the voice of the second salam should be lower than the first one. Allahu Akbar. The voice of the second salam should not be loud as the first salam. Rather, it should be lower than the first salam. Madani Pool number 78. When the imam turns his face to the right and left side while performing salam, he should make the intention of saying salam to the people offering salah at the right side and the left side respectively. Further, he should also intend to say salam to Kiraman Katibin, the angels who are appointed for writing the deeds of that person. Madani Pool number 79, Muqtadi, the one offering salah with Jama'at, should also intend to say salam to the people and angels on both the sides. Further, he should also make intention for the imam while performing salam towards the side when the imam is present. If the imam is in front of the muqtadi, he should intend to say salam to the imam while performing both salams. A munfarid should intend to say salam to the angels only. Lastly, it is a sunnah for the imam either to turn right or left after performing the salam. Turning to the right side is preferable. To sit facing the muqtadi is also permissible, provided that not a single person is offering salah in front of the imam's face. Up to the last saf. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come towards the end of our program. And before this, I would like to terminate by saying, Madani Pool number 82. It is permissible for a munfarid to ask supplication and dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal without turning any side. A person who is munfarid, he does not need to do like the imam had turned. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. These are the beautiful Madani pools we had learned, the sunan of salah. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, try to catch us on the coming episodes. Do not forget, what is our Madani mission? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah.
Namaz will help you to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you to attain. Him.